Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Si Glenys Gayfer at kanyang asawa ay may tatlong anak na Pilipino. Sila'y lumaki na sa Australia at ngayon may kani-kanila na rin mga buhay at pamilya. Ngunit sa kabila ng kabisihan ng buhay na ipagpatuloy ni Glenys at ng buong mag-anak ang pakipag-ugnayan sa tinubuang lupa ng mga bata sa pamamagitan ng Kadasig Aid Development. Si Glenys Gayfer.
Were introduced to Cebu because of your children, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, through the Good Shepherd Sisters. Yes, my husband and I adopted 3 Filipino children through the Good Shepherd Sisters. So my relationship and working is with the Good Shepherd Sisters.
That blossomed or gave birth to Kadasig?
No, the sisters had a program in Cebu, Kadasig. Previously was CCF, Christian Children's Fund, and they asked us to take over the program of Kadasig, which we did, and it's been a wonderful program from there.
Matapos ang may ilang dekada, ngayon lumawak na ang programa sa mga friendship schools sa Melbourne.
Friendship schools were set up because when you look at what the children here have, and then when you go over and look at the schools that in Cebu, I'm only talking about Cebu, the difference was just a shock to realise that children, all they had was a pencil. And I looked at our children and they had coloured pencils, texters, books, they had everything. And so the friendship schools here raise money to buy things like a printer, a computer or a photocopier to photocopy workbooks, and they send over in bulk barn boxes things like stationery and personal items, soap, shampoo, things like that, toothpaste, toothbrush.
So it's one primary school
supporting here. Another elementary over there.
So we've got 8 here in Australia supporting 8.
Yes.
Maliban sa suporta ng 8 friendship schools, ang Kadasig ay binubuo ng volunteer committee at mayroon rin mga sponsor na tumutulong na may taguyod ang pag-aaral ng mga batang nangangailangan.
My name is Chris Patterson and I was lucky enough to live in the same parish as Glenys, and she was looking for people to go with her to the Philippines, particularly to Cebu, and to some extent to Luzon in Manila. And we were privileged to meet so many of the people working at Kadasig, in particular at that stage, Emily and her team of people working there. And then we went to the schools and we went to some of the projects, and in particular at the friendship schools, the students and the staff at those schools made us so, so, so welcome. It was embarrassing, really, to think how much effort they have put into making us feel welcome. And then seeing the schools, I remember one school we went to. I can't remember how many students, but I think it may be about 400. And they said they had 3 toilets in the school. And the principal had a toilet, and that was just the bowl. No sit down, no lid. Yet they were making us so welcome with huge amounts of food and entertainment. The students entertained us and sang for us and danced for us, and we were sort of blown away. And you couldn't walk away from the Philippines and saying, well, I've had a good time here and that's it. No, you have to be involved.
Maliban sa suporta at tulong na inihahatid upang may taguyod ang pag-aaral ng mga bata, ayon sa project manager ng Kadasig na nakabase sa Cebu na si Emily, mahalaga din ang pagturo't suporta sa labas ng silid-aralan, partikular kung di na maihahatid ng magulang ang gabay sa pag-aaral.
It is a difficult time for those parents who are on that level of education that they cannot merge with the children, the different learnings, because we only reach this level of education for the parents, and then for the children is already in the secondary, so there would be a difficulty.
May puwang.
Maliban doon, ayon kay Emily, mahalaga ding matutukan ng mga bata sa panahon ng kailangang magtrabaho ang kapwa ama't ina upang matugunan ang pang-araw-araw ng mga pangangailangan.
The absence of parents, slowly. In the Western world, the Western families, which I had read, that that's the absence of parents from home. But slowly in the Philippines, because of the financial need that a mother should do, should assist the father. The father is not that skilled worker like a carpenter that she can only, that he can only earn very less.
May 200 pamilyang tinutulungan ang Kadasig sa pamamagitan ng livelihood program. Maliit na negosyo hanggang pagtatanim ng sariling gulay upang matulungan silang tumayo sa sariling paa. At ayon sa livelihood coordinator na si Marwin, mahalaga rin ito upang mabuhay at maranasan ng mga bata ang buhay bata.
Gaano ba kahalaga talaga magiging bata? Siguro masasabi kong talagang mahalaga kasi mostly bata pa ang tatrabaho na dapat sana may naglalaro. Time sila na maglalaro kasi bata. Dahil sa Kadasig, nabibigyan sila ng oras na maglaro. Pinapupunta namin sa center. May tutorial, may paglalaro, may education na ginagawa. Dapat nagsasabay kasi yung dalawa eh, para alam nila kung may memory ba na dati naglalaro kami ni ano, nakikita kami ni ano. So yun yung ginagawa natin. We are making these kids to be to have good memories with their friends.
At sang-ayon ng social worker ng Kadasig na si Eusebio. Anya, sa pagbisita niya sa mga bahay-bahay, nakita niya ang hirap ng walang kasiguruhan sa buhay.
Aking pagpunta sa mga bahay nila, madalas sa kanila ay mayroong magulang, yung mga ama ay walang hanap buhay na regular, yung gumagawa lang ng pagiging isang construction worker.
Mga sidelines.
Ng hindi sa araw-araw na meron silang pera na madadala sa kanilang para sa kanilang pamilya.
Ngunit di lamang nakapokus ang paghatid ng tulong at suporta sa pag-aaral at pinansya. Sinisiguro din nila na maging maalam ang kapwa mga bata at magulang sa mga panganib sa buhay o maialis sila sa mga panganib na sitwasyon maging sa loob ng sarili nitong tahanan.
Maliban doon, meron din ang mga magulang, ang mga ama na medyo violente sa kanilang mga anak. Hindi naman marami, ngunit may iilan at amin yung tinutugunan sa pamamagitan ng punta sa bahay at pag-report sa mga isyu na aming maririnig. At ginagawa rin namin na maging aware yung mga bata at mga magulang sa iba't ibang mga abuso.
At dahil para sa Kadasig, mahalaga na higit pa sa tulong at suportang pinansyal ang kailangan upang masigurong maging mabuti ang pamumuhay.
Oo, masasabi kong malaki kasi hindi lang siya puro pinansyal na tulong ang binibigay ng programa, kundi ginagawa ang mga activity na talagang nakakapagbigay ng aral at isang awareness para sa mga bata at magulang na hindi sila mapunta sa anumang mga problema o anumang mga suliran na kinakaharap ng mga kabataan.
At minsan sa buhay ng social worker na si Eusebio, siya ay nakatanggap ng gabay at suporta mula Kadasig. Nakapagtapos na at ngayon, piniling may pagpatuloy ang pagsilbi sa kapwa sa Kadasig Aid and Development na minsang umalalay sa kanya.
Sinasabi mong utang na loob dahil tinulungan ka, yun ay parang payback mo na rin na gusto mong tumulong at magserbisyo at maging parte ng grupo na tumutulong din ng mga bata doon sa Pilipinas. Kasi masarap din sa pakiramdam na nakita mo na tinutulungan ka dati ng isang grupo at pagkatapos nakapagtapos ka at ikaw ay naging parte ng grupo at tumutulong din sa ibang mga bata.
So parang nakikita mo yung sarili mo nung bata ka. Oo. Sa ibang bata. How does it feel, Glennis, that you have Sebio here and he started out as a student, a sponsored child?
Thrilled. Absolutely thrilled. I've known Eusebio since he joined the program, and I knew his parents. They were the early families, one of the first families that we worked with. It's lovely. The community's thrilled that we've been able to learn from them when they've been here, Eusebio and Marwin.
At sa unang pagkakataon nung dumalaw sina Eusebio Marwin at Emily sa Melbourne nung nakarang taong 2022, ay nagtagpo at personal na nagkakilala si Eusebio at ang kanyang sponsor na si Chris Patterson.
So, how does it feel that you have come face to face with Eusebio and seeing that he is giving it back to the community?
Oh, it's just it's wonderful. And to see the way he works too. Like I saw him, I was at the school, St. Kevin's at Hampton Park the other day, and he was going around with the microphone answering the questions that young children were asking about the friendship schools in the Philippines.
So did it feel like you seeing your own son blossom into a very mature and well-equipped
if
individual?
If only, yes.
you can kind of say that because you guided him through school.
Well, probably. I think now that I wrote to him occasionally, but not enough. Now that I've met him, I would...
At patuloy na tumutulong si Chris Patterson ngayon at sinusuportahan niyang makapagtapos at maabot ng 9 na taong gulang na batang lalaki ang kanyang mga pangarap. Sa pagpapatuloy at pagpapalawak ng tulong na inihahatid ng kadasig na tinutulungan nila ang mga taong makapagtayo ng sarili nilang mga tirahan. Tirahang matatawag nilang kanila at kanilang mga pamilya sa maliit na halaga, bunga ng sarili nilang pagsisikap.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.